cervix, and our team that God gave to God's servants for us to work on this month is Ember without embarrassment. Can we chorus it? Can I hear it again? Can we say it one more time? Ember without embarrassment. And it is my prayer that as we go through this Ember month, no embarrassment will come our way in the name of Jesus. We have just read the story of one of the great patriarchs in scripture, Jacob. We saw how dramatic this passage is. Jacob is preparing to go back home to meet with his brother Esau, whom he has some sort of trouble with before he ran away, and now he had to go and face him. And he employed military strategy here, gathered his wives, two wives, and his women servants, and all his children. And as they go, he put them in platoon now, in different groups, ask them to cross over with the intention that as we go, peradventure my brother and his soldiers fall upon us. Maybe if he succeeded in killing the plateau in front, the one behind could have the opportunity to escape. And so he was sticking very far, and he had them in bashes and had them cross the brook Jabbok. So for safety's sake, Jacob had sent all his family members and all his possession to the other side of the river that we saw in verse 22 and 23. He was the only one left in the camp. Yet from somewhere or from nowhere, a man appeared and wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched, went out of joint. This injury would remain a constant reminder of this strange night. Of course, it was a strange night for Jacob. And that thing that happened on that night would have to be with him all his life. As scripture recorded, at the end, he left the place leaping. And so, if that had not occurred, possibly was, could it be it was a dream I had that day? No. He had to, every time, they said, Papa J, why are you walking? He will remember. On a particular night, I had an experience I will never forget. And so, it was to serve as a reminder forever for Jacob for this strange night, of course, a night that brought about a turnaround in his life. The man requested Jacob to let him go, for it was daybreak. But Jacob asked for a blessing first. The man asked, "What is your name?" And when Jacob answered, of course, he told him, "My name is Jacob." And the man quickly responded, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel." In other words, from now henceforth, you will not be known and addressed as Jacob. You will be Israel. And he went further to explain. Because we know Jacob means he deceives. That is the meaning of deceiver, as the case may be. But Israel means he struggled with God. Say, a prince. For a prince, you have struggled with God. The man himself gave the reason for this new name. Say, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. This is a prince who has struggled with God and humanity and told how did that he overcome. In other words, he He was an overcomer. In this month we will be overcomers in the name of Jesus. Whatever comes our way, the Lord will grant us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. When Jacob asked for the man's name, of course, cursed the man. Now these are two fellows. The man came from nowhere. We don't know how the fight started. Whether Jacob was about going and the man came and probably hit him. He said, why you hit me like that? He said, somebody just came from somewhere and it was wrestling. And the man, having asked Jacob, what is your name? And Jacob answered, say, no, this will not be your name. This will be a strange fellow. Can you imagine that I meet somebody, say, what is your name? I say, my name is Robinson. Say, no. From now onward, you will not be Robinson again. You are this. And Jacob also had to ask him in return, what is also your name? And he told him, why do you demand for my name? And instead of answering that Jacob's question, what was right there, he blessed him. Of course, that was Jacob's request. When the man requested, just let me go. They don't break. Say, no, I won't, except you bless me. Jacob's heart was after a blessing. And I know it wasn't just mere blessings like our young people will say, just bless the boys. And it is at least put a currency in my hand. Here was Jacob with full flesh family, wives, children, and with a lot of possession. So I want to understand that the blessing that Jacob was asking after transcend material blessings. On this said day, when he told him, I will not let you go except you bless me, Jacob had insight. He's a man with spiritual understanding. And that was why when he had an encounter with his brother who was careless, who was not mindful of the fact that he is the next online to be the carrier of the Abrahamic covenant, and he traded it away for just a plate of food, Israel wasn't thinking like that. And so when he met this strange fellow after a long time of fighting, he told him, I won't let you go. Possibly his body would have already been giving the signal that this fellow you are wrestling with is not an ordinary fellow. This is a divinity. And now that he's required that he wants to go, say, no, you have to bless me before you go. And that he got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jacob asked him, say, what is thy own name? Say, why do you ask for my name? And Jacob was blessed instead. Now we may ask, who did Jacob wrestle with? Was this fellow really a human being? He was certain that this person is not just an ordinary human being. And so, we don't know some points there before we go into prayer. Number one, the one he wrestled with was superior to him. Jacob had that understanding. Number two, he controlled things and didn't follow the dictates of Jacob. This one he wrestled with is a controller of things and didn't have to follow the dictates of Jacob. Number three, the wrestler also had power over events. This wrestler, this strange wrestler that Jacob had to battle with all through the night, had powers over events. Number four, the man who wrestled with Jacob is actually God, or was God as the case may be. This was God in human form. I think that is what theologians will call a theophany. This was God in human form.
God accommodated himself to Jacob's contest so as to minister to him in a manner that would change him for life.
The God who met with Jacob had also come to change our stories in this Ember month in the name of Jesus. I said that same God who had this encounter with Jacob and his life was turned around, this same God has stepped into this month to turn our stories around in the mighty name of Jesus. I said this same God will turn your stories around in the name of Jesus. And so this ember will be without embarrassment for you in the name of Jesus. If I pray for you, you will answer very well. I say this ember will be without embarrassment for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every embarrassment you have experienced before now is hereby nullified in the name of Jesus. Ember without embarrassment is your portion in this September. It will be a September you will remember for good in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up to pray? Ember without embarrassment. 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 Here was Jacob who was going home. It would have been joyous for him, but he remember this going could be visited with real form of embarrassment, for he knew he would meet with his brother Esau run away from before this time. But God turned the story. That same God will turn our stories. If you read all through the other following chapters, you will discover that when he finally met with a brother, it was a moment of reunion. Instead of the fight he expected, that his brother would destroy all that he had, all that he had ever labored for, he was even willing to part away with so many things for the brother. Brother told him that God has blessed him, doesn't need all of these. And they embrace. That was after the encounter Jacob had with this divinity. We're going to pray this morning. Can we lift up our voice? Let's appreciate the Lord. Thank the Lord for this new month. This is the first month in the Ember month. From now to December, we'll be hearing the Ember, September, October, November, and December. And of course, these are some of the months that people dress so much because of this belief that terrible things happen in these Ember times. And that is why God has given his servant this wonderful thing, Ember without embarrassment. And that is what God wants to do in our midst, in our congregation, concerning everyone who stands here to worship him, that we will pull through this Ember month without embarrassment. Lift up your voice and appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord, appreciate the Lord, appreciate the Lord, appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord, appreciate the Lord. Who has said that, son, this Ember is without embarrassment for my people? Tell them so, that they will not have any form of embarrassment in this Ember month. Lift up your voice and appreciate that Lord. Appreciate him. Thank him. Thank him for this month. Thank him for this month. For in Jesus' mighty name we give thanks. In Jesus' name we give thanks. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Have mercy. Have mercy. And roll away every recurring reproach from my life. So, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father, have mercy and roll away every occurring reproach from my life. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9. If ICT can help us get that. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9. We are praying. We are going to ask the Lord that since he had promised us that in this very first month that begins the Ember series, that it is without embarrassment for his people, we're going to the Lord to ask several things. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9.
And the Lord will roll away every form of reproach. Joshua chapter 5 verse 9. Then the Lord said to Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. This day will I roll away the reproach of Egypt from you. I don't know if we have ever lived with any reproach of Egypt. Whatever that will not bring glory to God is one of the reproaches of Egypt. And God told Joshua at this point in time that I will roll away. And so can you ask the Lord this morning, oh God, this thing that had become a reproach in my life, Lord, I beckon on you today. I beckon on you today. Oh Lord, I plead with you. Let it be rolled away. 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 Is it a head challenge? Let it be rolled away. Let it be rolled away. Let it be rolled away. Oh God, let it be rolled away. Let it be rolled away. The presence of the Lord is also his might in the house this morning to ensure that every reproach is rolled away. Are you talking to your maker? Are you talking to God? Are you saying something to his ears? Or you want to complain while you are in his presence? Oh no. He told Moses many years ago, said my servant Moses, tell my people, as surely as I live, whatever they say into my ears, that I will do for them. And instead of, and Moses told them, this is what the Lord has said, that whatever you say into his ears, that he will do for you. So say something, that which you want the Lord to do, say that into his ears now. But the people did not pay attention to what Moses was telling them, and many of them continued in murmuring, in complaining, and scripture recorded in their memory, in their complaining, they perish in the wilderness. They perish in the wilderness because of doubt and unbelief. Can you say something into the ears of God this morning? God has said, this is ember without embarrassment. And God is telling us here, he's going to roll away every reproach. What is that reproach? Mention it before the Lord. Mention it before the Lord and say, oh God, I have come before you this morning. Let it be rolled away. Let it be rolled away. This reproach that has brought me embarrassment, let it be rolled away. Lord, if you have promised that this is ember without embarrassment, I remember this one that had been a reproach that is bringing embarrassment. Lord, Lord, I submit it at thy feet this morning. Let it be rolled away. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's say it together. Say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break and destroy the power of recurring evil. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the power of recurring evil occurrence that has caused me embarrassment. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the power of recurring evil that has brought reproach, that has brought embarrassment to my life. Turn into a prayer this morning. Say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I break and destroy the power of recurring evil occurrence that has caused me embarrassment. I break and destroy them now, 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 now. By the reason of the anointing, yokes are broken. 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 No yoke is spared. No yoke is spared. No one, no one, no one. Every evil yoke, no one is spared. Any yoke that will not bring glory to God will not be spared in the presence of the anointing. Any yoke that will not bring glory to God will not be spared in the presence of the anointing. It can be broken. They 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 can be broken. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable must be moved. Only believe in Jesus' name. Unshakable must be. Hallelujah. Unshakable must be. Unmovable must be moved. Only believe in Jesus' name.
unshakable must be shaken. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable must be moved. Only believe in Jesus' name. Unshakable must be shaken. Hallelujah. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable must be moved. Only believe in Jesus' name. Unshakable must be shaken. Unshakable must be shaken. Unmovable must be moved. Only believe in Jesus' name. Unshakable must be shaken.
They shall be shaken this hour in the name of Jesus. In this hour of prayer, unshakable must be shaken in the name of Jesus. Unmovable must be moved away in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I decree, oh Lord, my Father, I decree total restoration. I decree total restoration of all that evil occurrence have eaten away from me, from my life, from my ministry, from my business, just name it. So Lord, I decree total restoration, total restoration, total restoration, total restoration, total restoration, total restoration, that all the current evil occurrence have taken away, have eaten away from your life, from your ministry, from your business, you just name it, from your academics, you just name it, whatever they are, apply it. It has wide area of application. Just apply. Say, oh Lord, decree now, decree now, decree now, decree resolution, decree resolution, decree resolution, decree resolution. Ember without embarrassment, ember without embarrassment, ember without embarrassment, ember without embarrassment. Go before your maker, go before your maker. Talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. So Lord, I decree restoration. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 For in Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 121 verse 7. If ICT can help us get that, then let's also prepare down Isaiah chapter 30 verse 30. Psalm 121 verse 7. Then we can get ready. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 30. By your hand of protection and preservation, preserve and lead me above all forms of embarrassment. That is the prayer we are going to pray. That the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. That is what the scripture says in this psalm. The Lord shall preserve you. Is it from some evil? From most evil? From all evil. And all means all. He shall preserve your soul. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. By your hand of protection and preservation. Say, oh Lord, my Father. By your hand of protection and preservation. Preserve and lead me above all forms of evil and embarrassment. Can that one be your prayers now? Can that one be your prayers now? Can that one be your prayer now? The Lord says, hey, the Lord shall preserve you. The Lord, that is a prayer of the psalmist in this place. Say, the Lord shall preserve you. He had experienced the preservation of the Lord. And so from here he spoke out of experience. Say, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. This is the same God who preserved David from all evil. Say, he shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve not just only your body now. He will preserve your soul. Can you say, oh Lord, preserve my soul. 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 I don't know the spiritual battle you are facing. I don't know. A spirit has gang up in the spirit realm to ensure that your life is ruined. Can you talk to the Lord this moment? Oh God,
Lord, in this month of September, preserve my soul, preserve my family, preserve my business, preserve my career, preserve my ministry, preserve, Lord, all that pertaineth unto me. Preserve, oh God, all that pertaineth unto me. Preserve, oh God, all that pertaineth unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Oh Lord, preserve my soul. Preserve my soul. Preserve my soul. Preserve my soul. Preserve my family. Preserve my loved ones, whatever they are. Far and near, Lord in heaven, in the realm of the spirit, distance is not a barrier. We call on you, 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 we call on you. By your hand of preservation and protection, preserve and lift our souls from all forms of embarrassment. In this month of Ember, in this first month in the embassy in September, you have told your servant that this is Ember without embarrassment. Father, we key into it. We key into it. Every blessings you have for us in this Ember month, God will receive. No devil will stop it. No devil will stop it. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. If that is ready from our ICT unit. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30. Say the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flame of a devouring fire with scattering tempest and hailstones. Can we say to God, I say, oh Lord my Father, oh Lord my Father, in your anger, let your hailstones fall and destroy those planning to destroy Nigeria. So, oh Lord my Father, oh Lord my Father, this is a prayer for our nation. We need to be very, very articulate. We need to pray from our heart for our nation. So, oh Lord my Father, in your anger, let your hailstones fall and destroy those planning to overrun Nigeria. Those planning to overrun Nigeria. Can you turn into your prayers? There are people that are planning to overrun this country. There are people who are bent to ensure that this nation is. Can you pray? Oh, this is not a personal prayer point now. Many are not ready to pray again. As you wake up this morning and you were hearing gunshot all over the place, you will hide under your bed. You will not come out. That is the truth. You will not come out. Something will tell you very loud that safety first. Your natural instinct will let you seek a place to hide. Let's pray for our country. God love this nation. No matter what goes through in it, God loves this nation. God loves this nation. The enemy is fighting just to destroy it. But the Lord have an agenda for this nation in the end time revival. Oh Lord, we decree and we declare in your anger, let your hands to fall and destroy those planning to overrun Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. We're going to pray again. Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Nigeria. That is the summary of your prayers. So Lord, let the wickedness one end in Nigeria. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Say, oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Nigeria. Oh God, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Nigeria. Oh God, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Delta State. Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Ethiopia East. Oh God, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in this community, in this Abraka community, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, oh God. This is our prayers, this is our outcry this day. Everything that is causing us embarrassment in this community, in this country, in this state, Lord, you have told us that this is ember without embarrassment. Father, we decree and we declare, release your hailstone on anything that causes embarrassment as a nation and take the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're going to ask Holy Spirit, our helper, arise and protect Nigeria from the arrows of demonic men. As say, oh Lord, our Father. Oh Lord, our Father, Holy Spirit, our helper, arise and protect Nigeria from the arrows of demonic men. Can you tell that your prayers were rounding off? Rounding off, rounding off, so that we have spell. So, Lord, our Father, Holy Spirit, our helper, arise and protect Nigeria from the arrows of demonic men. For in Jesus' name we pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. Let's uplift our Father, our spiritual Father, our Reverend Dr. F.A. Arejope, right now in the Holy Land. Let's uplift him in prayers. When Moses was on top of the mountain, there were other persons who helped to lift up his hand. Paul and one other person. Let's pray. Let's lift him in prayers. Let's uplift him in the realm of the spirit. Distance is not a barrier. Can we help to uplift the hands of our spiritual father, that the Lord will help him in his task there as they go around whatever his assignment is there, as he take his team around and all of that, that God will preserve them, God will keep them, God will strengthen them, God will take care of them for the number of days that they will spend right there, that the Lord will preserve them. We read where scripture tells us, saying, Lord, you will preserve my soul, that God will preserve your souls. God will strengthen him as a team leader. Pray for him. Also pray for the family he left here, that at appointed time they will all return in safety. For in Jesus' name we pray. We also pray for all our brethren that are watching us online, that the Lord will reach out to them in the name of Jesus. That the Lord, who has told us that this is ember without embarrassment, will make sure that also stands for everyone who is hooked to us online now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we return the glory to you. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Our offering. We want to give our offering quickly. Across the line.